CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Greer is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater has an elevation of 3,500 feet. It is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net. Please call KQ4WHN. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, W4DJW with one announcement.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mark. Just wanted to let everybody know that we are changing our IP address for our internet functionality for this repeater. That's going to impact Echolink, the pre-net check-in capability, the net controller's log reporting, and our announcement system of announcements. So I don't know when it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And when we do get that new IP address, it's going to take a couple of days to distribute out to all the domain name servers. So we could go a couple of days without any of those four functions. That's Echolink, pre-net check-in capability, net report logging, and our announcements on this repeater. So I just want to let everybody know ahead of time. If you hear somebody asking, you know, was Echolink offline last night? Probably was, right? Might just want to pass it on to them. Just make people aware sometime between now and the middle of the month, we're going to get issued that new IP address, and I'll have to get it in the domain name servers and get it pushed out to all the DNS servers from there, and that can take up to 2 days. I'm ready for any questions if anybody has any. Okay, Mark, I'll turn it back over to you. Do appreciate you calling the net tonight. Please check me in and out, W4DJW and Greer.
For that announcement, obviously that's going to be a little disruptive, but hopefully the DNS servers will do their job when the time comes, and it won't take all of the 48 hours, but yeah, sometimes those things just take longer than they should. All right. We'll now begin with a roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-Q portion. Tonight being Saturday night, I'm reading right from the script, and I didn't even adjust it. Let me try that again. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima, I through L. We've got no Echolink stations waiting, so we're going right to the alphabet. India through Lima, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. K4JF Jim Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
And Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot. Kilo, we make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Meter net and net control would like to recognize our first RF calls, and then I'm going to have to go back and do the pre-net check-ins because I stumbled over my own feet and I didn't call those out. So we'll do the RF section first that have called in. We've got W4DJW. That's Dave. And he's in Greer. Thanks for the updates on the changing of the IP addresses, Dave. Hopefully that will be as least disruptive as possible. Then I've got K4JF. That's Jim. Jim, thanks for joining us tonight. I've got KK4JFO. That's James up there on that mountain. Thank you, sir. I got KK4JBQ. That's Larry. And Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. So forgive me for a second. I got 20 quick calls to read out on the pre-net check-in that I neglected on the way in. And we'll get those done in rapid succession. So hang on one second. I have on the pre-net check-in list KC4PLT, that's Richard. KF4CKT, that's John. KC4WGG, well, that's Patrick. I've got K4XMR, that's Mel. AA4GH, that's Gus out of Punta Gorda, Florida. I've got W2AMD, that's Andrew. KO4Z Echo Whiskey, that's Ben. KG4PFI, that's Don, along with KG Linda. I've got KI4LZI, that's Andy. KO4WTQ, that's Greg. A4OSH, that's Pat. K4GAT, that's Mike. NC9V, that's Leon. That's our Friday night net control. Got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine. KN4RJN, John. W4IOE, that's Sid. KB2BYQ, that's David. And W1RPG, that's Bob. Those are all the folks on the pre-net check-in that I have been able to ascertain with everything working well so far. We're going to continue on with our folks in the India through Lima group. Now that I've got things thoroughly confused, we'll make sure we didn't leave any behind in the I through L group. Go ahead, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Rushing in there to do that, we do have an EchoLink station, EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in Blue Ridge 2 Meternet, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. If you want to join us a little later, we'll give another ring out for EchoLink stations here in just a bit. All right, we'll move on to the next group. That's Mike through Papa, the M through P group. Go ahead and call us here at KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Bro. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wears Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and all the net.
Give that group some acknowledgement. I'd like to acknowledge KK4ONO, that's Lorena, along with her husband KK4DMW, that's Rick. And they bring their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, thank you for bringing the family along and getting our numbers up each and every night that I have been here. KO4PXB, Lloyd, welcome to the 2-meter net, Lloyd. Appreciate you showing up on a regular basis. And another one of our net controllers, WG4MC, that's Matthew. Thanks for joining me tonight, Matthew. Glad you have the option to come in and spend some time with us. Anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. We'll move to the next alphabetic group. That's Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, give a call to KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India, KM4QYI. My name is Milt, and I'm in Fountain Inn, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Bridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KM4QYI. Well, that's Milt. Thanks for joining us tonight, Milt. Anyone else in the anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, give us a call here, KQ4WHN or net control.
4WHN. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize KO4QLG, Chris. Chris, thanks for coming and joining us. Appreciate you showing up tonight. Sounds like we've exhausted that alphabetic group, so let's go to the bottom of the list. The folks that I have the most influence with, because that's me, that's Uniform Through Zulu, call KQ4WHN. That's net control.
WHN. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, and hello, Chris.
Control. Control, if you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. And good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane there in Cleveland. Thanks for joining us tonight, Shane. KQ4ZLE. Well, that's Anthony there in Townville. Thank you for joining us as well, Anthony. And KQ4YQI, that's Jose. Jose, I think this is the second or third time you've joined us when I was at the helm. I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. Anyone else in the Uniform Through Zulu group, let's hear from you, KQ4WHN or net control. Time to move to the top of the group, top of the heap, the beginning of the alphabet. That's the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
4WHN. Scan Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
KBHN. Internet, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize KR4ACR. That's Terry there and more. Terry, you are a regular in my book. Thank you, sir, for joining us. I got KI4DOS, Gary, our Wednesday night net controller, who's going to be looking for you tomorrow night, so make sure you join him then. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. Yep, you guessed it, that's Joy. Thank you, Gary, for coming, and Terry for singing out. Anybody else in the Alpha through Delta group? It's kind of thin tonight. Gonna give it another call, see if I can get anybody else in the Alpha through Delta. Call KQ4WHN or net control. Nothing heard. We're going to move on. Next in the RF group is the Echo through Hotel group, E through H. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
And everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net, sir. So, by telephone relay, please check in N0TR. That's Tom. He's at home in Greer. No comment, no traffic.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative name tonight, Mark. Thanks.
4WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, AR4ET2, Chuck in Tampa Bay.
KQ4WHN. Check in, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight, Mark. Thank you very much for calling the net.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control like to recognize, KO4HKX. That's Patrick there in Penrose. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Always good to hear your voice, sir. Got N0TR, that's Tom, via relay through Patrick. Always hear Tom on the radio, so it's a notable exception when he gets relayed in, but glad to see that that was done. Thank you, sir, for doing that as well. I got KC4EZN, that's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. And I got KR4ECHO, that's Greg there in Hendersonville. All right. I think it's time to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anybody anywhere in the sound of my voice, give a call. It's KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. It's Chuck and Tampa Bay, just checking in. Let me look down.
Please check in. KQ4ZYL, Ron and Penrose. Be negative and negative. 73 to everybody out there.
Confirm your call for me. It's KQ4 Zulu Yankee Lima. Is that correct? Yes, sir. I will not get in the way of anybody else who wants to check in. Go ahead. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Give us a call here at Net Control.
KQ4 WHN. KR4, ETW, try it again. It's Chuck in Tampa Bay.
Got you on the list. I apologize for dropping you out before. So Net Control officially recognizes KR4, ETW. That's Chuck. Didn't mean to think you were lost. And while I'm at it, I'll just go ahead and acknowledge KQ4ZYL, who was kind enough to correct me when I couldn't write it down fast enough. A rare miss for me these days, but I'm still human. Anyone else wants to check in, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Well, no one else is out there trying to check in, so we'll go ahead and secure with the formal portion of the net. Our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Nobody has said that they want to bring up a topic and discuss. For anyone that came in late, we'll make sure that you hear. Dave mentioned that there's going to be some network changes on an IP address that's going to affect a lot of different elements, particularly EchoLink coming into the repeater with the pre-net check-in, with other things that may be related to how you interact with the network and through this this process of checking in each night. So if you run into a situation where something doesn't work, give it a day or two and see if it doesn't clean up on its own. But do help spread the word that that's coming. We're not sure when. It will eventually happen, and then it'll take a day or two to sort out because that's just the way the internet works. So when they change something and we don't have any control over it, particularly when it's going to happen, that's always more problematic. So it would be nice if some of this stuff could be scheduled, but that's just the way it is. So be aware of that. Also, Net Control would like to have been the guy on the radio when it's been raining. And if rain's not your favorite thing, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I haven't washed my car, so it's clearly my fault. But anything that I can do to make amends there, definitely want to do that. So this is my not-so-clever way of bridging the gap until about 9:30 when we seem to get another few folks that want to check in. But any comments, any thoughts, any questions out there, give us a call. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Nothing hurt, so I'll just kind of hang out here for just a second, give everybody a chance to secure or come online or decide that maybe they turn the radio on. And like I say, we seem to get a couple more right about the bottom of the hour. Somebody just check to see if anybody's out there still talking. And inevitably, I'll get a couple more, so we'll just hang out here for a little bit. I've personally been rebuilding some of my technology here at the Ham Shack. I had a device called a Ham Spot, which is the very inexpensive version of the hotspot tools you can find for $400 or $500 that allow your digital radios to communicate over the internet when even though you don't have one in a repeater nearby. You can connect, in my case, D-Star or DMR onto somewhere else in the world, or maybe just have a conversation with other folks that are similarly configured. And I got mine rebuilt after it decided to roll over and put its feet in the air. So got that up and working, and it works reliably well. It just connects to the home internet, and then my little D-Star radio talks to it via RF on low power. And suddenly we got people from Australia and England and all over the place that are on the digital network. So kind of fascinating, not all that reliable, just because of you never know when somebody's going to be on. But I am learning that there are nets for the digital folks. So interesting for my learning curve that whole infrastructure exists out there. So looks like I've got an Echolink station, and as I predicted, if I just keep chattering on, eventually I'll find somebody that might want to check in. So Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
Net Control would like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim. Jim, thanks for joining us tonight. Coming in via Echolink. I had a couple of stations that joined and kind of disappeared. It's interesting that we've got folks that come in every known way to participate. And that you make my number 46 tonight. I always strive to get 50, but sometimes it's a little less. So I appreciate everybody checking in and taking the time. Like to let the FCC know that we're out there, we're still using the bandwidth, and we're all interested in the hobby. So thanks for joining us tonight. Anyone else in the Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. All on the net, running late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments, unless you need somebody to kind of keep the net open, but it sounds like you're doing a good job yourself. So anyway, I'm here if you need somebody. Don't really have a lot to talk about, and I'm not going to blame you for the rain. I heard you mention that a minute or two ago, because it brought the cool weather this week. So a blessing in disguise either way. So really appreciate it if you're controlling the weather, if you'll just keep on doing that. But beyond that, no further comments. I'll turn it back over to the net, and thanks for calling it for us. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
The official notice there that we have been joined by AK4HR. That's Mike there in Simpsonville. Mike, thanks for joining us. And, yeah, I can deal with the rain when we're talking about temperatures in the 60s in August in South Carolina. My mind's a little blown on that particular arrangement of temperature and weather. I was spent some time up in Buffalo, New York last week, and they had a couple of days where they didn't get out of the 70s, which I just shook my head at. When I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense for me. You know, if we're on the high side of the equator. Why is this so cool? But they did eventually get up into the 90s right after I left, which I took as a win. But, yeah, 60s, I made fun of my wife. She was in the car and had to turn on the seat warmers, and I pointed out to her, you realize it's August, right? So I can't really think of an experience lately that We ran into a situation where anybody was putting on sweaters or jackets or anything in the August time frame. But sure enough, here we are, and you got to love it for as long as it lasts.
HR and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Yeah, Mark, yeah, I agree. Again, we were driving home from dinner tonight, and I actually had to roll the window about halfway up. I was enjoying the cool weather, but got a little chill myself. So definitely understand the seat warmers. Maybe not quite that bad. I was again, enjoying the weather, but this is definitely strange. I think my air conditioner sent me a thank you note. I have to go back and look at it for the relief for a couple of days to not be constantly running after the 100-degree days we had. But like I said, I think this is probably just the calm before the storm because we've still got August and, you know, it starts to cool down a little bit in September, but I think we're probably going to have to pay for it later.
A friend of my daughter who is currently dating a German gentleman who's still trying to figure out what all this Clemson versus Carolina stuff is, and a lot of our American customers, and he's like, wow, it's so hot. When does it get cool? And I said, well, usually about the end of October. And he looked at me trying to figure out whether I was being serious with him. I was like, no, really, it's going to be pretty warm all the way through September and for a good part of October. It just kind of depends on the roll of the dice as to when it actually cools off. Now, the nights will get better, but the days, they can still get pretty steamy. And if you watch people that they go to football games or go to the high school athletics, they're not wearing coats for the most part. They're out there pretty uncomfortable, particularly for the day games. So we'll take a moment here and give anybody else a chance to check in. If you're in the Alpha through Zulu group, anyone anywhere, sound of my voice, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Alpha 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Edinburgh Brevard, no traffic on monitoring.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize N4EDW. That's Ed there in Brevard. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ed. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to wring out their socks from all the rain. But I hate to say that looks like we got some more on the way tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get a chance to get a break from it maybe over the weekend. It looks like it's going all the way through Saturday. But I'm not a weatherman, nor have I pretended to be one at any point in my life. All right, we're at 48, folks. We've got a couple of minutes here to hang out and just kind of chat. Any topics, anybody? We're just kind of hanging out here and staying on the radio for a few minutes. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Just a little bit of ragtime here. As a club, we're looking for printers. We're looking to get some yard signs printed. If anybody is a printer or works for a printer that can give us a good price on yard signs, contact me, KO4YHY. That's Jim in Berea.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey.
Echo Delta Whiskey, go ahead, sir.
About a printer, can you fill me in?
He said he was looking for anyone that could help him with yard signs and was looking for someone with the right deal that could help him get those put together. And if you could, contact KO4YHY. He's on Echo Link right now and interested in trying to find somebody with the right offer.
Anything that'll do for yard signs, over.
Choices there are the Office Depot, Staples kind of folks that do all that kind of printing and the different print shops, but I don't know that you're going to get a discount there. You'll find a pretty reasonable price depending on the number that you want to print, but they're not what I would call cheap, but they're at least available and they're quick. So 2 out of 3 isn't bad. But anybody have any capacity to print or know somebody who does? Oh, the guy you want to reach out to there is KO4YHY, and that's the request so far. All right, well, we're getting quiet, and I didn't come prepared with the topic tonight, so I'm just going to sit here for another minute, and then I'll make one last call, and then we'll wrap up the net. But anybody in the HF community that is following Dr. Tamitha Scove, she's talking about some space weather coming in the next week or so that might make HF communication a little more problematic. There's apparently some activity on the surface of the sun that's getting ready to turn this way, and I have learned to follow her on YouTube, and she's got a good report talking about it could mess up some GPS traffic. It's absolutely not a favorable thing for amateur radio, and in general can cause some havoc with any kind of wireless signals that are going around. So doesn't sound like it's going to be optimal maybe the weekend after next for any long-distance communication via HF, but we'll see what comes of the forecast. Just like weather here on Earth, weather on the sun is not a known science that works 100% of the time. But when they start calling things out this far in advance, they kind of have an idea that it might happen. So it's interesting to watch that stuff. I'm learning all sorts of numbers about space weather and indicators of the sun and things that you want to be aware of. And I've learned that sometimes, even when it's bad, it still works. So interesting though it is. All right. I promised we're going to be here for just a minute, and I'm going to make a last call. So here it is. Last call. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Comments, questions, thoughts, or check-ins, give us a call here at KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. I already checked in over pre-check, KO4ZEW, but wanted to say hello over RF, and glad to hear the net's still running after 40 minutes. That's kind of sad whenever we wrap it up for the night and the radio goes quiet. So good to hear it going, hearing a little bit of rag to you. Thanks for calling us tonight.
It's KQ4WHN. Yeah, thank you, Ben. I try. I get up here, I feel like I'm tap dancing sometimes, but I've learned from a gentleman over on the Anderson net that precedes us here at 8:30. He does a commodities report every Tuesday night, and I don't know that I'm ready to do that or talk about the price per decotherm of natural gas, but it's interesting some of the thoughts that he has and some of the commentary he makes. So if you're not doing anything at 8:30 on Tuesdays, I encourage you to go over there around 8:45. He'll get to the point where he's done with his check-ins, and he'll start pontificating on the markets and some of the things. There was apparently a lot of folks that are out buying copper and premium grade copper, and he was speculating on the price of natural gas. While it's going down, it may go up because all of the data centers that need electricity are going to be buying that in advance to fund and be able to power artificial intelligence. I know from my own experience, we've been talking a lot about Microsoft buying a lot of the capacity and bringing back Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. If you've ever flown into Harrisburg, you've probably flown over Three Mile Island. The thought that that's coming back online because it's an approved power plant, it's one of the few nuclear plants that has excess capacity, that Microsoft and a couple other technology companies are just going to go, yeah, we want to flip that switch back on. Kind of gives you an idea of the power requirements for AI. So interesting stuff.
To actually check into the Anderson net tonight, but I bailed out to come check, listen to this net, and I didn't know that about Three Mile Island, but I know that Microsoft is investing heavily in, I don't know if you would call it micro-nuclear or mini-nuclear. There's been some small-size reactors that are much more portable, lower scale, not necessarily to power AI, but to provide supplemental power for the grid, because nuclear is the power of the future. We're not going to get there any other way.
I'm myself very pro-nuclear. I've actually worked up at Oconee and a couple of the other nuclear sites under the Duke Energy umbrella, and have seen the safety around it is unbelievable. And I'm very glad to hear that, you know, Three Mile Island, those words scare people, but I'm very glad to hear that that's one of the sites that's opening back up. And there's another one, starts with a P, it might be Pasadena, but I could be wrong about that. There's another big full-size 2-3 reactor site that's going to be spun back up as well. So, interesting stuff, definitely.
I agree with you on nuclear. The fact that Greenpeace is now on board and saying, no, we need to open nuclear, we need to authorize more nuclear, let's go nuclear, is kind of an indicator of where we stand. And you think of Fukushima, you think of Three Mile Island, you think of Chernobyl, and everybody gets really nervous. But, you know, the fact that they didn't have a meltdown in Three Mile Island and that they actually had a controlled meltdown in Fukushima really speaks more to the safety protocols that went into effect. And, yeah, it was close, but, man, they managed to pull it out of the fire. And what we've learned in the last 10 years, much less the last 50 years, it's come a long way. And the fact that we're not using graphite to build reactors like the Soviets did may have it in our favor. So agreed, I think there's going to be probably a 20, if not 50-year push in the future for nuclear power. But, you know, and amongst all that, they got to figure out a way to move that power around, and that's going to mean a whole lot of transmission lines getting built or refurbished. And if you want to make investments, I think power, energy, and transmission lines probably is where it's going to be. We mentioned Microsoft. The folks at Microsoft are also in the world of quantum computing. The finishing legs, so next 2 to 3 years, of having a quantum processor, which is going to be able to move and compute things so much faster than anything, basically anything that humanity has computed up to now, will be a split second. And you start thinking about, well, we have encryption and all these things that make us safe and protect our security and our privacy. When quantum computing happens, you know, that whole, well, this, it takes 600 years to break this encryption. Well, no, it's going to take probably 2 minutes. So really, really interesting stuff there that's going to happen with quantum computing. I think it's Project Aranha, A-R-A-N-J-A, or something along those lines. A lot of really interesting things that may affect humanity as a whole as we go forward. But nuclear is inevitable, and be interesting to see when we start opening up nuclear plants again, not just refurbishing and bringing up the ones that we've kind of put to the side and put into kind of a static state, but actually building new plants with all the new technology. The Navy's been running nuke plants for, you know, decades, and yeah, they've had issues, but they've never had anything that was as bad as the Soviets. So we know what we're doing. We just got to do it and get it out there.
ZEW, agreed. And one of the technologies I'm keeping an eye on is something, there's a startup called BetaVolt. And what they do is they build nickel 63 batteries, imagine having a cell phone that you never have to charge the battery. These prototypes, the battery lasts 50 years, and it decays into, I believe it decays into copper, but I'm not sure. It's something fairly inert and innocuous. Yeah, an isotope of copper is what the nickel 63 decays into. So the battery lasts roughly 50 years, and they're down to the size of a coin cell, but they're trying to get the volt voltage is there. They're up to about 3 volts, but they don't have the current up. So they're only pushing out about a couple of microwatts of power. So these are in development. They're shooting for 1 watt of power with 3 volts. And you have to use Ohm's law to get the current to get the current out of that. Shooting for that for the end of the year. But that is a technology I'm keeping my eye on very closely. I think that is going to be the replacement for lithium ion and LiFePO and stuff like that.
Stumi Internet, KQ4WHN. Yeah, the if you read enough on batteries, and, you know, we all look at batteries at some point for emergency power to run our radios when things go bad, you find out that batteries have made a lot of changes on a lot of different materials, but their capacity and their abilities really haven't changed dramatically in the last 100 years. So something like that would be an enormous game changer for any type of electronics. Interesting that they're barely breaking the amount of power that it would take to light up the most dim LED at this point, but sounds like they're close with that as well.
Yeah, the company kind of leading this is called BetaVolt, and there's a couple of other companies that are kind of getting in on it that have figured out the chemistry and the model behind it and everything. But, you know, you could potentially put one of these things in a drone, and the drone could stay up in the air for 10 years. It's stuff like that. It's just the potential is absolutely amazing. And again, they decay into a stable copper. So there's no waste. There's even possibly a reclaimable, valuable metal that comes out. But yeah, put that in a pacemaker and you got a battery for life. And so, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Do you know how does the weight compare to a traditional alkaline or lithium or, you know, something along those lines that we'd use today? Is it something that you'd want to carry around, or is it something that so far needs to be in the back of a truck?
Have them down to the size of a coin cell, and so, you know, the size of a small, like a standard, like cell phone battery charging pack. That would be a large one, but they're down to about a coin cell size.
That would be the beginnings, I'm sure, maybe in 10 or 20 years of not having to stop the gas pump for an electric car. You don't have to go and charge it if you've got the whole bottom of your car is one cell that's going to last for a long time. And then can we power airplanes and ships? And, you know, it's the imagination runs wild. And, hey, you know, I don't have to sit here and plug my phone in to get through the rest of the day because, well, why would I do that? It was charged at the factory, and that's all it's going to ever need for its entire life. That's pretty cool.
I'm very fascinated on it and with it, and it's so there's definitely development going on with that. Just want to throw that out there as well. We're on the topic of nuclear power.
Change in place. All right. Well, let's give it another call out. Since we've been here a few more minutes, we'll get a chance to have anybody else that may be wandering in, listening to our conversation, wants to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Give us a call here at KQ4WHN or Net Control. All right. Any other topics, thoughts, questions? Anybody want to go in with me on a havesies on a nuclear plant? We could have a lot of fun. We can go out and turn on all the lights in the house and run around like idiots, and we won't run out of power. But while BetaVolt gets their act together, we can go out and get all the air conditioning and get the house as cold as we want to do that. It shouldn't be more than a couple billion dollars. All right, we're getting to that time of the day, that quarter to the hour, to the top of the hour, when I think we lose a lot of folks who have better things to do and they have to report to work in the morning. So I'll give out one more opportunity check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KQ4WHN or net control. Anybody, anywhere, call net control. I guess that'll do it tonight. Thanks, folks, for the good rag chew at the end. Somehow, even without coming up with a topic, we came up with a topic. We had the announcement about the IP address changes coming to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Some of the network resources may go haywire for a day or two, and we're just going to expect that at some point in the near future, it'll get resolved there by the end of the day. In a day or two. So we don't know when it's going to start. We know it's going to take 1 to 2 days to resolve once the changes are made on the DNS server, and then we'll have everything back up and running then. So I will wrap things up tonight and just say this is KQ4WHN securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Gary, KI4DOS, appreciate you joining him tomorrow. Stand by for my net report. For the last couple of weeks, I've been stuck below 50, so we're going to have to spread the word that Tuesday night's the night to join. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With our thanks for those checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everyone.